Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's the Dom Show. Welcome in, everyone. So, big news story of the day. We should be going to KT McFarland, reading her piece at Fox News Channel. She was the second in command in the intelligence branch to General Flynn, who, thank God, has finally got a shot to move on with his life and go after people who wronged him by lawsuit and other means. Let's go to KT McFarland, who says FBI abuse of power was a pattern. They targeted me too. KT, so glad to see you on Fox talking about this. Thank you for joining us in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I love Philadelphia.
I know you do. You've had you on here over the years. So you write, KT, that you were suffering in silence. This abuse of power was a pattern. Listeners know about the unannounced visit at the White House, but the FBI came to your house on Long Island, and what happened?
Same thing that they did to General Flynn. They showed up at my door, and I asked them, am I under some kind of investigation? Do I need a lawyer? I said, no. Look, we can't tell you not to get a lawyer, but you're not under any investigation. We just want you to help us try to figure out what the Russians were doing. Well, I'm a good patriot, right? I'm a good scout. I wanted to find out what the Russians were doing more than anybody. Anyway, so they, long and short of it is, after maybe 30 hours and several sessions with the FBI and the Mueller investigators, they had seized all of my government files. They didn't let me have a look at my text messages or emails or phone logs, only what they cherry-picked and would show me, you know, like a paragraph out of a redacted email. That's what they did with General Flynn. And then they would quiz me on it and say, well, what, you know, why did you say this? And when I would ask, well, can I see the whole email or can I see the email chain? Oh, no, that's not how this works. Well, Finally, and they got to the point where I finally got a very good lawyer. But they asked me, and they implied that if I pled guilty to a crime I didn't commit, perjury, they would let me off. Or even worse, that if I implicated General Flynn or President Trump in a crime that they didn't commit, that they would let me off.
Wow.
It's called a perjury trap, and in General Flynn's case, not only did they try to trap him, but they blackmailed him. And they said that if he didn't implicate Trump or others, they would go after his son. So General Flynn sacrificed himself, pled guilty to a crime he didn't commit so that they wouldn't go after his son.
So let me ask you now, what do you want done right now today when this is going on? If I were in your shoes, just hearing 30 hours of grilling, by the way, Strzok, Stroke, and Page, they weren't the grillers, were they?
No, I had Brandon von Grack, who just resigned yesterday.
Okay, one of the chief guys. What do you want done? Because our listeners want up and down the line these people to be prosecuted, not just for your sake, but for the sake that if it can happen to you, as esteemed as you are, General Flynn, in that kind of position, they can take me, they can take my producers, they can take anybody and do this to any American.
You bet. And, you know, I was the most powerful woman in the West Wing of the White House. General Flynn and I were the two most powerful people in formulating national security policy. So they can do that to us, they can do it to anybody. And what they do at the end of the day is, even if they can't find a crime or trick you into a crime, what they'll do is bankrupt you, because they know you have to pay for all the legal fees yourself. General Flynn lost his home, his pension. He's bankrupt. He has millions of dollars in legal fees. I've had, you know, high six figures for mine. That's wiped out my savings. But I think that the important thing is that it's a victory for the Republic in the sense that not only for Flynn personally and me personally, but for the country, that these people have started to be found out. What I would like to go forward is, first of all, everybody should get their legal fees reimbursed, especially people who were innocent. Secondly, let's shine light on all of this. There was a cabal at the highest levels of the FBI, the Justice Department, the intelligence community, and probably even into the Oval Office of the Obama administration. Find out who knew what and when did they know it and what was their role in this. Because it was an effort to take down a duly elected president of the United States. Why? Because he pledged to drain the swamp. And
KT, I know we have a little cell issue here. Let's see if it picks back up, Dan.
Okay. I think I figured it out. Okay.
Okay. All right. Good. Do you want them to be charged criminally, though? Comey, McCabe, the whole gang?
I want them to be, first of all, let's find out what they did.
Okay.
And shine light on it. Let's see all the files. Open everything up. Find out what they did and who knew what and who and when did they know it and how high did it go. It certainly went to Comey because he's bragged about it. It went to the justice. Did it go to the attorney general? Was it in the West Wing of the White House? President Obama seems to have known all about the wiretaps of General Flynn. Did it even go to President Obama and Vice President Biden? Let sunlight in on all of this. Let everybody see what these guys were up to, and then charge them with crimes if they committed crimes. The other thing is to reimburse the people, not just me and General Flynn, but there were, you know, civil servants, military officers who have paid tens of thousands of dollars for legal fees. They were never guilty of anything, and the Mueller people knew they were never guilty.
Let me ask you, too. It seems to me with General Flynn and probably with you, they knew Trump was a newbie coming in. They knew Trump was going to shake things up. But you guys were the people that have vast experience and knowledge of the so-called deep state. I'll say so-called, but there is one. And the fear was that people like you were particularly dangerous. You weren't just on the Trump team and he puts you in there and you have a learning code. You didn't have any learning code, and Flynn didn't. You two were very skilled, very precisely put in, and they had to go after you because of the damage you would do to break up what's been going on there for years, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it was a preemptive strike against Flynn because it was known that we would reorganize the intelligence community, streamline it, make it more effective, not only in how they gathered intelligence, but analyzed it. So it was, number one, a preemptive strike. And it was a preemptive strike, too, because remember, the deep state doesn't like Trump. They don't like President Trump's policies. They didn't want to confront China. They didn't want to rebuild the military. They had their own objectives. And we came in knowing how to do it, knowing how we could turn Trump's campaign promises into policy. And so they had to get rid of us.
How does it feel, KT McFarland with us? Thank you so much, particularly on a day like this, KT, for joining us. How does it feel, though? Flynn, military guy, 33 years. Listeners have heard you and seen you at the top levels, patriots to this country that would put aside various things and serve in order to aid and abet the United States of America, to be called Russian colluders. It's ludicrous on one hand, but there are people out there that believe that, I'm sure, that you come across.
Yeah, I'll never get my reputation back. I'll never get my career back. I know that. General Flynn, the last thing he said to me when he left the White House was, you know, I joined the military to fight Russians. I'm a cold warrior. I go back to the Nixon administration and to President Reagan. But, you know, and when it's all said and done, hard as it is for me to accept that my life has been really ruined by this, I must say I'm proud of America because I think this is a revolution, and I think we're meant to have these revolutions as a nation. Our founding fathers wanted us to shake up the establishment, wanted us to go against the establishment and assert the will of the people. And we do it every 40 or so years.
See,
I was collateral damage, but it was good. But it's good to have it done now.
Well, listen, I am thrilled for you and that this has come out. And we here in Philadelphia love to hear from you as this continues. Please promise that you'll come back at any point that there's something to talk about. We'd love to get you back on. Are you writing a book about this? Are you writing a book about this, KT, do you think?
I've written a book. It's a bestseller on Amazon. It's called Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. And I outline in great detail what happened with the Mueller investigation and how they targeted General Flynn and myself and President Trump.
Well, we have to do that then. Dan and I are marking that down. We will get you back on to talk the book the next time.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Thank you, KT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.